Brother, when we got till 8 o'clock, brother, we got to be out of here, brother. Amen. Now, they done told us we got to be out at 8. Somebody else is coming in to preach to these folks at 8 o'clock. So I know Brother Wendell, we've heard him preach. Brother Wendell can say more than 15 minutes than I can say in about an hour and a half. Amen. And that's good. Amen. I need to learn that. But Brother Wendell Jenkins is right here from the west side of Chicago. And man, listen, he's homegrown. Amen. Brother Wendell, you come preach to us today, my brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To the great head of the church, to God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's just a blessing to be here.
Amen.
Amen. In the presence of each and every one of you. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity. And I thank God just for today.
Amen.
Amen. For this is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
And you know, we just rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is just so awesome.
Amen.
I don't want to hold you long since we don't have that much time. Amen. I do want to speak, if you got your Bibles, from the book of Psalms. Amen. I'm going to look at Psalms chapter 14. Verse 2 and 3. Amen. And if I may, I want to just use for a thought. The Lord looked down. Amen. That's Psalms. Chapter 14, verse 2 and verse 3.
Amen. Help us, preachers.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It reads, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside.
That's right.
They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." The Lord looked down. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you, God, just for being who you are. We thank you for your power that you've used to manifest in our lives. We thank you, God, for your grace. For had it not been for your grace, God, we would not be in this opportunity. So, God, we just want to tell you we're thankful. We want you to know that we're grateful, God, not just for that which we have, for we may not have that much. But, God, we thank you for that which we don't have. For God, we realize, God, that even in our need, in that which we lack, we know that you're sufficient.
Yes, sir.
And because you're sufficient, God, we come and we just humbly bow before you just to give you thanks, God. Thank you right now just for this opportunity. Thank you for your word. Thank you for salvation. I pray, God, that you take this word. I pray that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I pray, God, that you don't let it fall on deaf ears, but God, let it penetrate and save a dying soul.
Yes.
We ask this now in Jesus' name. For your sake we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Bible says the Lord looked down. Amen. Praise God. It's good to know that God sees everything that's going on.
Amen.
Amen. That was a wonderful message I heard from the brother when I came in. Amen. And that was powerful. I'm sure somebody heart been pricked off of that message.
Amen.
Amen. But what I like about it, that God does see everything that's going on.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If you look at the first verse of this chapter, that 14th chapter or division of Psalms, you'll see that it was talking about the unbeliever.
Yeah.
It says only a fool would say in his heart, there is no God.
That's right.
And so that means in order for somebody to acknowledge that there is no God, that means they got to be a fool.
That's right.
Everybody can behold the glory of God. All you got to do is look around you. Everywhere you look, you can see the glory of God. You can look to your left. You can look to your right. You can look outside. You can look up. You can look down. I guarantee you, you'll see and behold the glory of God.
Yeah.
So yes, you would have to be a fool to think there is no God.
Amen.
And I just want to let you know something today, too. God is not a politician.
Amen.
We go election times coming around, and usually when election time come around, we see all these new faces of people that identify problems that we've had for years, and they're trying to tell us what they're going to do about these problems. But God is not a politician.
Amen.
One thing about God, the God that we serve, the Bible says that he looked down, but he didn't just look down. Amen. He got in action. Amen. When God looked down and saw something, it caused him to move. Amen.
Amen.
But first of all, we need to look and see how God has looked down. Amen. We see that the Bible says in Psalms, the 14th chapter, verse 2. Amen. It says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand. So God looked down with a purpose. Amen.
Yeah.
God wasn't looking down here just because he didn't have nothing else to do.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But God was concerned about you and I. God was concerned about what you were going through, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You know, I get confused sometimes when I hear people that say God just put us down here to fend for ourselves. No. Some people believe that God is just up in heaven and he created and designed us and just say, okay now, boys, y'all just go ahead and fend for yourself. You know, I get confused with that because I realize that this ain't the God that I serve.
That's right.
Amen. The God that I serve is concerned about us.
Amen.
The God that I serve is the God that shaped and molded us in his own image.
Amen.
In other words, he was concerned about how we look.
Right.
He was concerned about how we carried ourselves
right.
because he made us in his own.
Amen.
So what am I trying to tell you today? God ain't a politician.
Amen.
God is really concerned about you.
That's right. Amen.
God wants to know what you're doing, what's happening in your past today. Yes, it said that he looked down to see if there were any that did understand. First of all, God want to know if you understand what's going on. Now, the problem I see today is that we don't understand. Many of us are actually confused about what God is trying to do, praise God. But I believe if you only look at the plan of God, look at the thing that God has already created, you will understand what God's will is for your life. Well, let's just take for a moment, look at the sun, praise God. We know that God designed the sun to give us light, praise God. Not only light, but to give us heat too, praise God. But if you look at the sun, since God created the sun, as far as we know, the sun is doing the same thing that it was doing today, that it was doing when he first created.
That's right. Amen.
Now, if you look at the apple tree, now don't let nobody fool you. Apples are still giving out apple seeds, praise God. So that there'll be more apples when we grow up and when we raise our children. Apple trees are still giving off apples, praise God. Orange trees are still giving off. Praise God. Now, wait a minute. Don't stop there. Now, we know that the seeds, we know that they never seem to overflow their banks. The water just continue to flow for year after year after year, and yet it never runs dry. There's still enough water for when we get thirsty, praise God. In other words, if you want to see the glory of God, all you got to do is look around at what God has made.
Amen.
Glorify him. That's what he did. Yes, he did. Look, the Bible says he looked around and he tried to see, first of all, if there was any that understand. Huh? God is concerned about you understanding. Amen. How many of us understand today? Huh? How many of us understand the will and the plan of God for our life? Praise God. The passage of scripture goes on and says that he looked down on the children of men to see if any did understand and see God.
Help us.
Seek God. Wonder how many of us are seeking God today. Many of us say we got him already. You ain't got to seek him if you already got him, praise God. But see, I found out that God is very vast. I mean, to really seek God, that means that whatever little you know about him, it ought to be to reveal to you that there's more to him.
Amen.
Every time I learned something about God, I found out that there was something more I didn't know about God. So I had to seek God out. Now, one thing about seeking that's important to me, I learned that when you seek something, that means you really want it badly. You really desire it.
That's right.
And see, if it's precious jewel or gold, we'll go over miles, over hills and mountains to get gold, Matter of fact, some folks would dig down deep just to find a piece of pearl or diamond, In other words, what I'm saying is, if you want something worthwhile, it's going to cost you something to get.
Amen. That's right.
I say we got God, but you didn't have to do that to get him, praise God. I come to tell you, you don't have much of a God. If your God didn't cost you nothing, you ain't got much of a God, praise God. I ain't afraid to say that. I'll say it today and tomorrow too, praise God. You want a real God, it's going to take something in order for you to get a good God.
Amen.
The God I know, the God I know is omnipotent. My God got all power. There's no power he don't possess, praise God. My God knows all things, and
only to discover I can never know all that he knows.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Preacher. No. I'm going to chew
on
that.
If you know him, you will seek him, praise God. Huh? Listen. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and verse 20, it says, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not."
That's right.
He said, we don't do good. You know why we don't do good? Because we don't seek God.
Right.
Don't you realize in order for you to know good, you got to know good?
Come on!
We don't know good, and therefore we don't know good. Now, if you look at the translation of good, you come up with a word called beneficial. Anybody know about the word benefit? Huh? Everybody's looking for benefits, praise God. And see, that's why I can't understand why on Sunday morning there's less men in church than women, praise God. Huh? I can't just stop figuring that out because I want me some benefits, praise God. Huh? I want something more than what I have. More added on to it. I want me some benefits, praise God.
Huh?
And then every Sunday morning you get up and find the women going to church, filling the churches up, and they getting all the
Amen.
You don't know when to take that.
Amen. See, y'all missed that one. You don't know living
till you die. See, we don't even think like God. We need to start thinking like God. What is God? Look at how we figure things. Look at the world. We look at the sun as though the sun rises in the morning and sets at night. No, no. If you're looking out of God's eyes, the sun ain't rising or setting. The sun is rotating around.
Amen.
Yeah. We got to begin to look at things the way God sees things. Praise God. We call things relationships a fad. The Bible says it's an adultery.
Come on.
See, we got to start seeing it the way God sees it. Yeah. So in order for us to know God and see God, we got to do it in the spiritual realm. And the Bible says you only do that by faith.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's faith, preacher? Faith is believing what you can't see.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the Bible definition says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, watch this. Faith is invisible, but substance is something you see. Huh? It's what you hope for, what you can't see. Huh? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. What is evidence? Ain't evidence proof?
Right.
Tell on somebody.
Right.
In other words, what it said is you got to believe that that which you can't see is more real and more proof than that which you do see.
Amen, amen, preacher. That's good. Amen.
Every man in here, you want to see better, close your eyes. Let's get back to the scripture so I can close it. Look at what it says. It says, they are all gone astray. They are all together become filthy. What is he talking about? He's talking about the man that first don't believe there's a God. Secondly, that don't seek God. And thirdly, don't understand, don't believe, and don't know to do good. Many of us say, well, I know how to do good. I don't mistreat nobody. I'd be fair with my brother. If he treats me one way, I treat him the same way he treated me. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. No, that ain't the law that Christ instituted. Huh? No. Jesus came in and Jesus said, wait a minute, now that's the old law. I want you to know it's something different now. He said, I don't want you to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus said, he said, I want you to do unto them what you would want them to do to you.
Amen.
Let me say that again. The thing you want your brother to do for you is what you ought to do for him. Well, what if he don't ever do it for me? That ain't what I asked. He said, you do to him what you expect him to do for you.
Amen.
That means if he's offended you, you want him to forgive you. If it was the other way around, that's what you would expect, right? So he said, well, why don't you forgive him then? Well, how often shall I offend him? Well, the Bible says, well, how often if you offended him, would you want him to forgive you? That's God's view, praise God. So what is he saying? He said all of us are filthy, all of us are blind, all of us are ignorant simply because we do not see things God's way. But brothers, I tell you, there's a benefit when you can see it God's
way.
Huh? There's a benefit. The Bible tells us, look at this, not only did the Lord come down or look down, I want you to know the Lord came down. Turn to St. John. Chapter 6 and verse 38. That's why I told you he ain't a politician. Huh? Because the Lord God, when he saw our dilemma, he acted accordingly. Amen. Amen. Look at St. John right quick. I'm almost finished now.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen. St. John chapter 6 and verse 38 record. For I came down, he said. Did y'all hear that? I told you he ain't a politician. Huh? When he see the problem, he comes down to solve. He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that what?
Sent me.
I want you to know that the Lord God saw that man in all of his effort have tried to please him. We've done everything we know to do to please God, and we failed every time.
Right.
Brothers, I want you to know today, the only way a man can even seek God is if the Bible says the Lord draws him.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
You can't even seek God on your own. That's the reason why you're in a hurry to go eat dinner. That's why you want that preacher to hold you down.
Amen.
God, you can't do good. Look at what the scripture says. The Lord came down. He came down from heaven, not to do his own will, but the will of his Father, or the will of him that sent him. In other words, he had a job to do.
Yeah.
Me and you got a job to do today.
Yeah.
God is calling you today. Yeah. God is calling you to stand up and be the man that he ordained you to be.
Yeah.
Oh yes, we're going right back to our purpose. Look at God's original design. God called men to be leaders. Yeah. God called men to be heads, praise God. And men, I want you to know today, God is calling you to stand up and live right.
Amen. Amen.
That's
amen.
What
he's
talking about.
Amen.
Until you start living right, you won't receive any benefits. You won't receive no good. And in order to do good, you got to know good.
Hey.
Look at what he says. Not only did the Lord come down, y'all know what? The Lord laid himself down.
Oh, amen.
You didn't hear me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn to 1 John 3:16 right quick if you got your Bible. My God, he looked down. Then he came down. But he didn't just come down, he laid down. Praise God. 1 John 3:16. Y'all stay with me.
Amen.
You'll be able to eat. Matter of fact, you probably won't even be hungry by the time I finish. So here I perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us.
Amen.
Y'all see that picture? Praise God. We talk about a God that has everything. Praise God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Amen.
And they that dwell therein. Praise God. Don't you realize he had everything? He had all of heaven's riches. And the Bible says he gave all of that up to come down.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
For you. You're a sinner. He's righteous. Righteous supposed to live and a sinner supposed to die.
Yeah.
The righteous died so the sinner can live.
Yeah.
Jesus
is
real today. Jesus came to save a dying soul. Jesus saw you couldn't get no benefit. So he gave his life so he could have all.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
He wanted you to have all that he had. So he had to give it up, praise God. See, I realized that when we got something, the only way somebody else can enjoy it is when we give up what we got.
That's right.
See, sometimes to be a real sacrifice is a sacrifice when you give it up, praise God.
Amen.
You know, sharing is one thing, praise God. But when you give it up, that's a sacrifice. You hear me?
See,
you can give somebody some of your food when you're hungry, praise God. You might just have one sandwich, and you might find that one sandwich won't fill you up and them too, praise God. It might wet your mouth a little bit, but it won't fill you up. But you know what? If you give them that whole sandwich, praise God, I guarantee you that'll fill them up, but you'll be without, praise God. That's what a sacrifice is.
Yeah.
He himself, that he might fill us up.
Oh, yeah.
Make us rich. Yes, he did. That's what he did. But after that, the Bible tells us the way he did it was that he had to give his life, praise God. He hung on the cross, praise God. The Bible says anything that hangs by him, that hangs on the cross, is a curse, praise God.
Yeah.
Jesus had no business being cursed, praise God. You are a curse. I was a curse. I was cursed the day I was born.
Amen.
The Bible said, in sin I was born. In iniquity I was conceived.
Yeah.
Don't you know? The Bible let us know that we're full of sin. We're filthy rags in God's sight. But Jesus Christ
can't
empty himself. In other words, he poured himself out, praise God. And shed his blood upon the Roman cross. Pierced him in the side. Out came blood and water.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, the Bible said, they hung him on the cross. Why would you have to die if he died in your place, praise God?
Amen.
You don't have to die when you can live.
Yes,
yes sir.
In my conclusion, I want to know why you don't want to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to know. I want to know the reason you don't want to live. Why have you given up on life? Huh? You don't
Come
have to
on,
go into time.
Come on.
All you got to do is lay down. Lay down with him, praise God.
Because the Bible said if you're crucified with Christ, you also shall reign with Christ.
Amen.
I heard a song that said, no cross,
no crown.
No crown, praise God. Don't you know it's going to cost you something, praise God? But if you continue to serve God and you continue to trust God, I want you to know today, this day, praise God, that all your labor will not be in vain. Stand up for God. Live for God. Look at things the way God sees them. Begin to serve God. Begin to give Him glory throughout your life, praise God. When you do that, saints of God, there becomes some benefits, I tell you, just to know that God is looking down on you, ought to be enough excitement. And praise God. He called you to go and shout all the time. Tell this bad world that it's just the goodness and the mercy of God that we are not consumed. It's His grace today. It's His grace that put Him on the cross. But I want you to know it's His love that got Him out of the bed. And you
can
have that victory too.
Amen.
Just don't forget. The Lord is looking back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.